Welcome to the Print Pod. Zainab Sikandar, a political observer, wrote an opinion piece titled Prashant Kishore is Turning a New Page in Politics. It's well thought out and minus any drama.
I'm Nidhima, and you're listening to the podcast version of this article. Lalu Prasad Yadav laughs at him condescendingly in a news bite. Nitish Kumar feels no need to comment on his tweet, and when Prashant Kishore is shown these clips in an interview on a news channel, he calls himself a small fry and considers it big of these stalwarts to even comment on him. A tad too humble for a man who has serious bragging rights in politics? But don't be fooled to mistake modesty for weakness. He's the same man who announced, without flinching once, renouncing election strategizing if BJP crossed the 100 mark in the Bengal Assembly election in 2021. Prashant Kishore surely knows when to talk what. And he seems to be in no hurry to gain power or approval. Prashant Kishore will go down in history as the man who changed the way elections are fought in India. He's made it more scientific and data-driven as much as other politicians have tried to make it more Stone Age. And perhaps his debut into active politics, solo, without any dramatics of an Anna Hazare-like crutch, is as much strategized than his critics would like to believe. With the media in a constant frenzy to find out who ditched who between the Congress and Prashant Kishore, a new development emerged. Last week should hopefully be a watershed moment in India's political history after Modi's advent to power. Randeep Singh Surjewala, General Secretary of Congress, confirmed that Prashant Kishore declined to join the Congress even after Kishore presented to them a plan of action on how to reinvent the Congress party. A few days later, Prashant Kishore tweeted about turning a page and going to the people to understand their issues, starting from Bihar. News channels took down their loudspeakers on Azan and Hanuman Chalisa and suddenly started discussing politics for a change. They ought to be considering that on the horizon of Indian politics is India's greatest political tactician speaking of a new political concept, Jan Suraj. After Prashant Kishore's cryptic tweet on Jan Suraj, what can be understood from his subsequent press conference and interviews is that Kishore is trying to start a people's movement, and the Bihar Padyatra he has announced is to gather feedback and prepare a plan of action that will form the basis of a governance blueprint for Bihar that can go beyond empty promises of today's politicians. Both of Kishore's concepts, Jan Suraj going to the people who he calls the masters and the Padyatra, are very conspicuously Gandhi-esque endeavours. Prashant Kishore has made no qualms in showing his affinity to Gandhi's ideals. Truth is, there is enough space in Indian politics for Gandhian principles. Despite the Narendra Modi government trying to replace the iconography and ideology of Gandhi with that of Savarkar, Gandhi continues to have a towering impact on India's politics. US President Joe Biden spoke of his ideals in the White House last year. Sometime before that, Kamala Harris did. In pop culture too, movies like Lage Rao Munna Bhai, where a goon starts living his life based on Gandhian beliefs, become blockbuster hits even today. Unfortunately, the flag bearers of Gandhi's ideology, the grand old party, has so many wheels within wheels that their raison d'etre has been diluted beyond recognition. Mahatma Gandhi's ideology has been relegated to a dingy backroom in 24 Akbar Road, and the party has become all about the Gandhis on 10 Janpath Road. Prashant Kishore is very clearly trying to fill this space. He has Gandhi as his cover picture on his Twitter profile and his backdrop for his first press conference post his announcement of Jan Suraj was of Gandhi. For the last 8 years, political commentators, media and politicians have been on the lookout for the kryptonite that will end the superpowers of Narendra Modi. This kryptonite is often, in layman's language, called an alternative. Nationally, no one really seems to have the appeal because the leaders who have given a grinding defeat to Modi are regional kshatraps who have language barriers or just don't have the personality to take on a mammoth figure like Modi. The closest challenger so far is Arvind Kejriwal. The problem with Kejriwal, however, is that he comes across like a clone gone bad of Modi. He's Modi without an alleged communal past and with an edge on good governance. But Prashant Kishore is a game changer. For starters, he's been a crucial factor in the victories of regional leaders against BJP. So he knows a few things and has an idea about what it takes to win against Modi's BJP. The open secret of winning elections is perception building and people's welfare. And Kishore is skillful at both. In all the election campaigns that he's designed, including the one for Modi back in 2014, Kishore has always insisted on development and welfare schemes, which work like magic, not only for Modi, but also for Nitish Kumar, Kejriwal in 2020, and Mamata Banerjee in Bengal scheme in 2021. Prashant Kishore has managed to do what Narendra Modi couldn't, in spite of being showered with praises of charisma and strength, a press conference. In fact, after announcing Jan Swaraj, one of Prashant Kishore's first interviews to ABP News was on a show called Press Conference. If that's not some great subliminal messaging, I don't know what is. And all this with no political godfather, lineage, or backing. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back soon with another episode.